Watch, Wounded Veteran Given Customized Home, A Very Good Feeling. By Amy Furr on August 28, 2022. U.S. Army Sergeant Chad Rezanski is finally enjoying his home in Orlando, Florida, thanks to a nonprofit's generosity. Homes for Our Troops bought and customized the house for the wounded Iraq War veteran who gave so much in service to his country, Fox 35 reported Saturday. This will be the first time in my adult life to have my full, complete independence, Rezanski explained after a recent ceremony. During his time in the service, Rezanski lost both legs when his vehicle hit a roadside bomb while on a patrol operation in Iraq. He expressed his thoughts about the recent gift, saying, "Finally, I'm in a position of ownership and control, and that is a very good feeling." In a social media post earlier this month, Homes for Our Troops shared a photo of volunteers outside Rezanski's house, saying the group laid the landscape to make it even better. The home has more than 40 features that will help make life easier because of his disabilities, such as wider doorways, wider hallways, and a roll-in shower. The kitchen had pull-down shelving, lowered countertops, and the master bedroom's closet also functioned as a safe room built with reinforced concrete and a steel door. In late July, Orange County Sheriff's deputies helped with landscaping at Rezanski's home. Sergeant Rezanski had to have both legs amputated after his vehicle ran over a bomb while he was serving in Iraq in 2006. He also suffered burns across 40% of his body. He describes his recovery as long and painful. But despite all he's been through, he considers himself lucky, the agency said in a social media post. "Sergeant Rezanski, you are a true hero, and we are proud to play even the smallest part in helping you continue to rebuild your life," the agency continued. More photos and videos showed a large group taking part in the recent key ceremony for Rezanski. The nonprofit has built hundreds of houses across the nation, and there was approximately 80 similar projects in the works. Sergeant Chris Short, who was also a wounded veteran, told Fox 35 the organization's mission was something special. "It's phenomenal. It seemed too good to be true when I heard of it, you know? Now, it's like it's real. So it's amazing," he commented.